Please can you explain the findings for me on Southern Water?
This is the fifth year running that Southern Water have unfortunately been at the bottom of the written complaint league table. Although the company have managed to reduce written complaints by some 45% in the last year, unfortunately, because of improvements that other companies have made, they're still at the bottom of the league table.
So what are the kind of common complaints?
The written complaints are primarily about issues related to billing and charging matters and some of those sorts of transactional problems. The unwanted contacts can often be where customers have asked for something to be set up for them or for action to be taken, and it hasn't happened.
And obviously that has a massive impact on customers' lives. And what can you explain a little bit about your role in terms of how you guys try and combat that?
We've been working very closely with the company to try to ensure that they have appropriate plans in place to make the improvements necessary to reduce the number of written complaints and the number of times that customers have to get in contact with them to sort issues out. The company have been reporting to us on a quarterly basis, and we've been meeting with the company regularly to go through those matters with them and to make sure that customers are going to see the sort of improvements that these plans should deliver. And the company has made very good progress, but we need to keep the pressure up to make sure that continues to be the case. We obviously want to see Southern Water improving their performance and making sure that they're really drilling down into the reasons why customers are complaining, and we're seeing early signs that that's happening, but it really does need to continue to be a focus for the company